like radio, less like crap.
I know that a lot of my act has become, over the past year or so, pretty depressing. And I really apologize for that. I try to make this stuff fun, but whew, it's hard. And it's really tuckering me out. And I know what it's doing to the audience, and I hate to do it. I've finally gathered a remarkable audience, and to depress you this way is really... People come up and go, I had a great time, and I've never laughed that hard, and I'm going to kill myself. I didn't get into this business for that. I got in this business to entertain people. That's what I wanted to do. I like when my audience leaves with a song in its heart. Skips home, forgets they even have a car. Singing, I am 16 going on 17. I think it would help us all if the front page of every newspaper in the country had a headline on it every day, so that by the time you got through all of that stuff, that you just go, I can't go to work. I need to lie down. If there was a headline, though, that made you laugh so hard that milk shot out your nose from the coffee you drank yesterday, that's how fucking funny that shit would be. A headline such as, Hippo Eats Dwarf. You read that, you close the newspaper, and you think, it's going to be a great day. You don't even think about anything else all day. You can't wait to get back to read what happened. What could have gone on there? How? How? Oh, there's the little man hiding behind the banyan tree. Oh, no! There's the hippo! Run, little man, run! Oh, no! All that's left for his tiny shoes. I will leave you with, thank you. When I wrote it for you. The rest of these fucking peckerheads, thank you.
Atomic lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. MoreLikeRadio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs. For a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
Things that were similar to that, like where they had inflatable wheels or whatever. It was just like this little kick pedal bike thing that was like made in China. And the handles, I guess, were only fastened by like a rod, like a thin wire rod. And it was a piece of shit and it broke apart. And then when the handles, you pull one handle out and it's like basically like a little, like a mini sword. It looked like a rapier or whatever they call those things. So I had like a handle with a long, skinny, like metal rod on it. My mother said that I was running around with that, and she said that people were screaming, and she came out to see this long metal rod stuck in my eyeball. Like, literally stuck in the white part of my eyeball. And my mother has a hard time even talking.
Ah! You can see?
You get this. So she apparently...
He could see.
She saw it. Oh. She pulled it out, and she said shit just started pouring out.
Ah!
Check out Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays 10 to midnight only on morelikeradio.com.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? You know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow. But
yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were you stupid jerk. Dude!
Don't forget, we are better than you. Yeah.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. It is September 17th, 2013, here on morelikeradio.com. I am Joel Van Wickerden, here with my co-host Royce Lopez.
Hi, everybody.
Marie Sarkeesian.
Hello.
And producer Mitch.
Hello.
You guys going to get in touch with us on numbers 954-573-2780 or go to... You don't like the way I open the show?
Nah, I'm just being a meanie head.
You want me to start out by going, welcome to Dutch and Royce.
Oh, that's what you say on Hippo Juice.
I know.
You can hit us up on Twitter, Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, or Hippo Juice Film. MoreLikeRadio.com, hit the live link and join in the chat room and fun.
I have more energy now because I have lost about 40 pounds, brah.
Really?
Yeah, dude, seriously, like 40
Like this
pounds.
Week?
Like, I cut a leg off.
And wow.
Pounds? Gone. No. Over like the past, I don't know, 6 months, I've been like dieting and all this crap. And I bought this cool little thing called the Fitbit.
Fitbit?
Fitbit.
What is a Fitbit? Is it like a horse's bit where you put it in your mouth and that way you can't eat things?
Yep.
No. Well, that, by the way, great idea. Patent that, but no.
Okay. Verbal trademark.
It's like a pedometer.
Is a pedometer.
That counts your
pedometer? Oh.
So much more.
But it syncs with your phone via Bluetooth, so it tells you how many things you've had, how many things you've had to eat, your calories you need to burn to lose weight, how many steps you've had, yada yada yada. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
And I've been dropping some lbs.
It makes it
40
unless,
fucking pounds. Dude, that's a lot. Yeah.
I mean, unless you just don't enter in what you eat during the day. There's no possible way you can lie to yourself and say, oh, I've been working out and been dieting. I don't know why I'm not losing weight. No, because it literally is estimating how many calories you're going to burn by living. And it puts it, and then you can put in how much food that you're eating. And so it's just math. It's calories in versus calories out. If you eat more than you burned, you're going to gain. If you eat less than you burned, you're going to lose.
It's miserable, though, I'll tell you, because working out at this age, I know it's, I'm 31, you know, but 31's fucking old, bro. Compared to 21, because I'm trying to, like, you know, I remember when I'm 21, like how much I used to lift and work out, and I could do the same amount, but it's just, I feel like 102 years old at the end of the day. My feet hurt, I'm arching over. I tell Marie, I'll walk with you, but my steps, because my ankles are hurting. Like,
dude, so you're just bitching about it all the time?
Falling apart.
He's a bitchy bitch butt.
Falling apart.
So what, are you trying to get back down to your swimming weight or what?
Oh, trying to get back down to my birth weight. No, I'm trying to I just want to be not fat for the wedding. That's all.
Okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
I have one, too. We're Fitbitting together.
Mm-hmm.
So, Marie, is he getting all sexy, sexified for you?
Well, yes. However, Royce did show me something today that was disturbing.
Was it his penis?
No. Oh. He got a giant bruise that he doesn't even know where it came from.
Oh, yeah.
That happens all the time, dude.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, because I've been working out so much and I'm running and all this shit. Like, I got a bruise today, and it's a big bruise. But for the life of me, I don't remember how I got it.
It's disturbing.
No, my idiot girlfriend is the exact same way. She's Irish. She's a pretty fair skin. And she'll just be like, yeah, I got that. Don't know how it happened. And it's like, it's massive bruises. I'm like,
What, I don't beat you that hard.
You're right.
No, Sherry does that too. She'll come home all the time. Look at my new scar. Look at my new bruise. Look at this. Look, all the time. All I do is cut my thumb off, but that's just like, it's not a, but does she, it's not an ordinary thing for me.
But does she know where it came from? Because he doesn't know where it came from.
Half the time, no.
Okay.
It's weird. Like, I have no idea. But it's just, I'm telling you, man, it sucks. Getting old sucks.
Yeah. It's you have to just eat less and work harder, and it's just, you're tired all the time.
It's
been
miserable.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just got, speaking of killing time, I just got GTA 5. I only played a couple minutes of it.
How is it?
So far, the graphics are insane, but I had to stop because Marie's like, did you get bored of your game? I'm like, no, but I know I'm doing Dutch and Royce tonight, and I don't want to get in the immersed into the game and then have to stop halfway through a mission. Like, I'll start playing after Dutch and probably after Hippo Juice. That way I have the rest of the way. I don't have to do anything else.
I think
else
he stopped because he couldn't drive it.
Shut up. I drive pretty good.
No, you were driving through wine country.
Okay.
Well, literally in the vineyards. I don't know what you were
pretty
doing.
Pretty fun.
I heard you the map's like five times the size as the last one.
It is enormous.
50 square miles. It's insane. And I mean, the one downside is since the game is so big, it took like 15 minutes to install, because it has to install on your system, because it's not just, you know, put the disc in and play. Now you have to wait for to you know, to go in, and once it's in, it's fine. It plays smooth. The graphics look great. I mean, I think it's the closest you're going to get to what the new systems are going to look like.
Wow.
In terms of quality. But I mean, the game so far is fun, and I, like I said before, that I was playing the new Saints Row, which was fun.
Yeah, no,
so,
if I had a map that big, I would just panic. Like, there's too, it's too much option. I don't know what to do.
I know, that's the thing. It's like, then it just turns into half the game is just you commuting to work.
That's the thing, is like, wouldn't that get boring after a while?
No, it doesn't. And by the way, something else I noticed, at least a couple of the cars, they have some real cars in the game too. Like, one of the first things is an Audi R8. And yeah, that's what I said to Marie. Marie's like, wow, game looks really good. And I did the Simpsons quote, and I just put in my name.
All I did was entered my name to the real house.
Bone Storm. Is that what it was? Or was it Blood Storm?
It was Bone Storm.
Blood Storm.
No, but they made a joke that there was Blood Storm as well as Bone Storm. Yeah. And then there was like Bone Storm 2 or something like that.
And then he ended up getting the golf challenge. What was it?
Lee Carvalho's putting challenge.
Yeah.
You have selected Power Drive.
Are you
May
sure?
May I suggest Feather touch.
Power Drive. Well, Dutch was running late because he had to go to his mandatory alcohol class.
Yep.
Which is fun. Now, Joe, it's easy to make fun of you, but because trust me, we can. Because
it's really
but
easy.
I'd
yeah,
rather
you do every week.
I'd rather know what they make you learn, like what waste of money that class is. Like, what do they teach you?
Nothing. Just, you know, nothing. Literally,
responsibility is what they teach you.
No, that's not what they teach me.
Oh,
hey,
do they teach you how to burp a baby?
When you walk in at that, where was it at? By the way, where was the class at?
It's at a place called.
It's right next to the creative writing class.
A Turning Point, and it's like one of these places that, you know, does like therapy for other things as well. But they also do this nonsense. Like, I gotta do this group therapy stupidness where I sit there with a bunch of other people who got DUIs, and we have to sit there for 2 hours at a click.
Do you have to do trust falls?
42 hours of this shit I got to do.
Is it a mixture of, like, you could tell college kids who fucked up and just fucking...
It's everybody, man. There's old people, people with kids, degenerates, people, guys in suits. Like, it's everybody.
You have to tell stories? Like,
well, I mean, they go around there and they're like, you know, how was your week or whatever. Like, the lady who runs the class is actually kind of funny. Like,
Did you have to be
fucker
story just to impress the other guys?
She's like 80.
Answer the question.
I asked.
No, I'm not gonna fuck her.
Joel, did you have to beef up your story because you wanted to impress the other kids?
Yeah, I know.
No, if anything, dude, there are people in there who have like 3 DUIs, 4 DUIs, and like, if anything, I was kind of like happy that like mine was such a mild. I was like everybody's looking at me like pussy, and I kind of like that. Low DUI. It was such a non-DUI case.
It's like, that's just like a half-bake when Dave Chappelle goes through the drug thing for pot.
Yeah.
And when you're sucking a
dick for coke. Exactly. Basically, like the teacher, like when I first, like, the first time I went, and and told her whatever. Like, she kind of looked at me sideways and was like, really? You got it for that? And I was like, yep. I'm like, oh, usually the cops are cool and just let you walk if they blow a, you know, 0.2 of a point over. Well, actually, I didn't blow there. I took the blood test. But
it's more of a cumulative thing for everything else you've done.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's accurate.
It's like karma points. You know, you just tip the scale a little.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But going back to the game, did it make you want to shoot up a naval shipyard?
Okay. You know what? First off, too soon.
Because people are already saying it.
Way too soon.
Too soon. Guy, come on, man.
I think GTA 5 is a little too soon.
Really? Is it? Is it too soon? It's not, though. It's really not. But no, I mean, look, it's a naval shipyard. It wasn't a school. Calm down.
Still. Jesus.
Down.
Now, what's the update? Now, the last I heard was that he didn't bring the AR-15 in, or did he shoot
the... It was a shotgun.
So he brought the shotgun in, shot a guard, and got the AR-15?
For people that might not know the
story... Like me, because I haven't been watching
the news. Mitch, can you tell me what happened?
I haven't been following it too closely, but from what I know is he had a shotgun with him that was disassembled in a bag of some sort. I don't know what kind.
Where was
it?
It was in D.C.
I don't even know where it is.
D.C. At the naval shipyard.
Okay, so he had this shotgun disassembled in a bag or something. He goes into a bathroom, assembles it, goes up onto like a second floor or something of an atrium, and just starts shooting down at people non-discriminately. And then he finds he walks up on a security guard, shoots that guy, takes his pistol, and then goes back to where he was and started shooting people again. And eventually the cops killed him.
How many people did he kill?
How did he get the AR-15?
It was a shotgun.
No, but I heard there was also an AR-15 involved.
No, there was never an AR-15.
Now, when did Jethro Gibbs show up and they rented the rest of NCIS?
I get it, because it was a naval.
Like, did they show up right away?
Attack.
Like after the shooting, did Abby show up dressed in not Navy uniform and they were fine with it?
Gibbs, I've been sucking down a Slurpee that's three times as big as
me. Speak English, Abby.
And I did all these. English. I did all these science things and I had pigtails, but I have no hair for some reason.
Speak English.
40 years old and I wear high top boots.
I'm an old man.
That's how the
that's
show
every
goes.
Every episode of NCIS. You're welcome, guys.
But then there's the Jewish lady, and she's all like, I'm a tough broad because I'm from Israel. And the other guy's like, I'm sexy, look at me. And then there's the fat one that's like, I know, sweet.
Is that what he says?
Just yeah. Like
that. Isn't that like the most watched show in America?
Yes.
It really is.
It really is. And we watch it, too.
By the way, 12 dead, 14 injured?
Looks like 12 killed, 8 wounded.
Oh, 8 wounded. Seeing. Okay, because what I heard earlier was different. I was listening to the news report on the way home.
We got to take guns off of the military, right?
Wow,
guys?
Because all the reports I was hearing this morning were that the guy had an AR-15, and I guess, you know, all these puns, MSNBC people were like, oh, the AR-15.
Yeah, I think that's what it was like. It was a CNN MSNBC thing. They hate guns, so they're immediately going to blame the AR-15. Which
there was none involved.
Not at all.
It was a shotgun and a pistol.
Yep.
Jesus.
Was he rolling down Rodeo with it?
Good job.
it's incredibly inappropriate for me to say something. I'm just curious if he was rolling down Rodeo with it or not.
With a
straight. I haven't been watching the news. I don't know what's going on. I just heard that there was trouble.
I already had it pulled up, you dick.
So, okay, so, like, do they know the motives or anything, or...?
I'm going to take a limb guess.
Leap of faith?
Yes. And I'm going to go ahead and blame Jews for this.
Now I'm rolling down a shipyard with a shotgun! Sorry. Guys, come on!
Joel, I would like to understand Joel's reasoning for blaming
because I can't say the Muslims, because the second I do, I'm a racist. So I'd rather just go with a safe race to make fun of, such as the Jews.
You could blame, like, the liberals.
Can I blame the gays?
It may be like vegans that are trying to like make a statement about not hurting animals or something.
Apparently, it was a brother too. Like, that's not generally a black guy's MO, yeah, is to shoot up a place.
Well, what I read or what I saw was he went in for like psychiatric treatment like a month ago,
and they denied him.
And they basically turned him down.
Well, he got discharged from the army, like not honorably either, because of I guess some gun allegations he had back in 2004. Because he shot a guy's tires out because he got pissed off and he was drunk.
Oh, you shoot one guy's tires out.
And then, I guess, someone was making noise above him or below him in his apartment complex. He said that he was cleaning his gun and it went off, but apparently a bullet went through the ceiling of where he's living up into the other apartment complex.
Can we back up for a second? How do you shoot somebody's tires because you're mad at them and then later get denied psychiatric evaluation?
I think it was good question, but I think it had to do with like medical benefits because he was dishonorably discharged.
Thanks, Obamacare.
If he's black, where Sharpton and Jesse Jackson to talk about the evils?
Yeah.
The white man denied him. And that's the reason why this has happened.
Aren't they?
I don't know.
Are they still fighting with Burger King? I don't know what they're doing anymore. I haven't been watching a lot of news.
I haven't seen them in a while.
They're kind of a joke at this point. Nobody really takes it. Even black people don't take them serious anymore.
Well, why would they? They did for a while.
And they watch Madea movies, so.
Yeah, but those two are getting kind of old now. It's kind of like, you know, washed up news. You don't want to be represented by an old guy. No one wants that.
Anyway, so people dead? I mean, big deal.
What do you mean, big deal, dude? This stuff sucks. And by the way, the way it happened, too, he was, like Mitch was saying earlier, he was on a second floor shooting down at people, and people didn't even know, like, where the shots are coming from. Apparently,
what a camper!
It was...
He's such a noob. He was camping.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Get out of here, you noob.
That's kind of freaky if you think about it. He's raining down on first floor people with a shotgun, so it's just spraying everywhere.
I guess. And then he got the pistol and started taking people out.
So was he just bored?
I don't know. He had a shootout with the cops, obviously, and he got mowed down, so...
Well, now I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
Did he at least unlock a kill streak and get an airstrike?
Did he leave an
Jesus Christ.
Asking, because I mean, I play COD 5.
I don't know. It's possible.
Oh, come on. Fuck. Leave me alone. I was really good with the school shootings. This isn't kids. I'm allowed to have a little fun with this one. If it was kids, I've been good with all the kids. If it was kids. But with kids. But this one, I'm allowed to have fun.
I think we're all just numb
to it at this point. It's just, and of course, you know, for the next 5 to 10 days, they're going to keep posting this guy's picture, saying his name, giving him everything he wanted, as far as all the infamous coverage.
Well, and a fun fact is this whole thing happened in a gun-free zone, so obviously those work.
No, they don't. Oh, you're kidding. Okay, sorry.
That was sarcasm.
Got it.
You know what the thing is, too? I don't know who mentioned it, but, like, you know how, like, to discourage people from running onto the field at sporting events, they never show that on camera. Why do you think that is? It doesn't happen anymore. So why they keep showing this guy's fucking face and keep saying his name in the goddamn news, giving him exactly what the guy wanted? Same thing with the guy at Sandy Hook. Same thing with the guy at all these shootings.
Because the news is stupid. Sporting events are smart.
Wait, something happened at Sandy Hook?
I'm just staring at you, dude.
By the way, speaking of that, on a lighter note, did you see the newest Always Sunny this week?
I haven't watched any of it yet, no.
Also, these guys, the episode, I'm bringing it up because the episode, they go to a school with a gun and a sword.
My God.
It's fucking hilarious.
They have balls, man.
It was fucking hilarious. But the mere fact that they do it is just insane to me that they don't give a fuck. They do whatever they want.
What was the show that started out their season with that, too? I think we talked about it. Yeah.
Fucking
ballsy stuff, man.
Christ. Which a lot of people are probably watching right now.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for a good solid hour so we can watch The New Girl. premiere that just came out.
New Girl today, Dutch.
New Girl.
Oh, really? Okay.
By the way, Coach coming back this season. I saw an interview.
Remember Coach?
From the first episode.
Coach. And then he was gone?
Oh, I thought you meant the show Coach. Yeah, yeah, no, the character.
That guy?
Yeah, yeah. He's one of the Wayans' nephews.
Yeah, is he?
Yep. Look at his face.
Huh. Well.
I always thought it was weird.
They all look the same to me.
The first episode, they had one black guy, and then the second episode, they had another black guy, and they never really explained that.
No, I never really got that either when I was first watching it.
For the first time ever, I saw, a piece of the G.I. Joe movie. It was on FX or FXX or whatever the fuck it was. Anyway, it was on before, I would think it was the League or something. And that movie is so terrible. It is beyond belief bad.
Which movie?
G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah, with Channing Tatum.
It's so bad. It's
terrible, dude. I went to watch it thinking I was going to see like a reboot, like Batman got rebooted.
No.
Not at, because I hadn't seen any of the ads for it. I just heard G.I. Joe, new movie, let's go. And I went with one of my buddies who's also a G.I. Joe aficionado. Oh, my God. We were like, so they have spaceships and water.
It was a corny shit fest.
Yeah, it was terrible.
So bad.
And they,
why
they,
was it bad? What happened?
It was like what Street Fighter was to that game. You know what I mean?
Bad childish. Accents?
Troopers. Yeah, the whole nine.
Well, yeah. Actually, the guy who played Destro was the Ninth Doctor, Christopher Eccleston.
Oh.
And it was just like the ham-fisted way of like, did you know that this guy that used to sell guns was named Destro and this is his mask and that's what my name is?
Well, I didn't know that. So I'm glad that they had that additional exposition.
And the fact that they had a, three-name guy, Gordon Levitt.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Didn't he play him? He played Destro, essentially?
Speaking of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, thank you for having the Good Vibrations song stuck in my head for 2 weeks straight, new movie that's coming out.
The Don John movie. You've seen the trailers for it, right?
Yeah. It was written and directed and starred by him, right?
By the way, I want to see it because I like him and it looks funny, but...
Kelly has such a lady boner for him.
Yeah, I have a lady boner for ScarJo.
What do you have it in?
I do have a lady boner.
Makes no sense on two levels.
No, my ass. What? Everyone's gonna say, but the premise of the movie I don't get. She gets like offended that he watches porn. And every woman at this point knows her significant other watches porn, right? That's not a shocking
Even
thing
Even the
anymore.
Guy well, who's dating ScarJo is going to watch porn.
Well, that's just it, though. That's just it, though. Like, I think he's got, like, a massive addiction. They don't really talk about it in the movie. Or in the ad, but from what I heard.
They talk about it in the movie.
Not in the movie. I meant the... Fuck, sorry. I'm tired today.
There's a scene where he's, like, looking at the laptop, and it's the first second Jack in it, I guess. And it's all like...
I guess you'll have to see the movie. It'll explain it.
Porno.
I don't know why I'm talking like Nathan Lane.
I get it that they're all like, why would he need porn when he's dating Scarlett Johansson or somebody who looks like Scarlett Johansson? But everyone at some point is going to need visual stimulation from somebody else.
Right.
At some point or another, it's going to happen.
Even if you're Scarlett Johansson.
Even if you're ScarJo.
Especially her. She should know. She fucked Sean Penn. And
he does coke.
He looks like Gumby.
Ew.
Remember Isn't he milk? Super short, too? Isn't he like 5'4"?
I don't know, but everything.
Oh, did you hear that Scarlett Johansson's going to be getting naked in her next movie?
Yeah, big deal. Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
It doesn't matter anymore. It's old hat. I would have cared like 5 years ago, Scarlett Johansson, but not now.
What do you mean not now? She's in her prime.
Shut up, fag. The Millers. I mean, she didn't get total naked, but
she needs to get real naked. This apparently there's full frontal naked with.
Can we stop saying naked?
But like, you don't like naked?
We know it's fucking weird. Stop saying naked.
So I would love to see Jennifer Aniston naked, but she got back naked. You saw some butt naked, but
what is butt naked?
When she did that awful movie with Vince Vaughn.
Oh yeah!
She just walked out nude and the camera panned down and you saw her nakey butt.
Stop nakey butt! Stop it! We're adults. Stop.
We're not adults.
I'm a man.
You don't like nakey?
It's naked.
I just like.
I like Thank you.
I like it too because you just made it up and now I'm going with it.
Hey, how do you like the Tannehill is the best second year quarterback so far in terms of wins? 2-0.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shut up.
But I can't knock because the way the Eagles have been playing has been insane. I like watching the Philadelphia Cornhuskers.
I don't get that reference. You said it to me on Twitter. I still don't get it.
The read option, they're playing like a college team. You don't get that?
They haven't run the read option in years.
Dude.
Maybe because I watch football or college football. And I'm like, they don't run the read option.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Not as much as like other teams.
How do you like that Miami is now number 15 in the nation?
It's not going to like. You realize that's going to like die. When you actually play teams that can actually play, you're going to get dominated.
Gators, you beat the Gators, and they can play.
You're like talking like Louisville Cardinals. It's like, yeah, they're going to be undefeated this year, but they played nobody. So far.
We play Florida State, too. We have to play them, and they're 12. So go fuck yourself.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the Canes?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about the Dolphins still. Sorry.
Oh, fuck that. No, of course they're going to get. Dude, I'm not delusional. I know where the Dolphins are going to get beat. I'm talking about the Canes are number 15, and that's impressive.
Yeah, that first win they had.
They put a spanking on the Gators.
On Florida. They embarrassed them.
I hate Gators. I hate them.
Well, because you're a Canes fan, obviously. It's been a long time rival.
Fuck them. They're fucking asses. Sorry. I'm sorry, Dutch.
Speaking of colleges.
Speaking of your college.
A university got rid of a giant pendulum after guys were riding on it like Miley Cyrus in Wrecking Ball.
Whoa, what?
It's just too tempting. After you see a video like that, you say, oh, there's a pendulum. I'm just going to start riding it.
Okay, wait.
Copy video location here. I'm going to post the Vine. Let's see if this works. Here we go. Will it work if I put it in as image? Here we go. Tell me that works.
Nope. No.
Nope.
Okay, I'll just post the whole goddamn link.
Wait, what college was it again?
Let's see. It was. Oh, sorry. Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan. So yeah, let me just copy the link here. You guys see some of the vines? Like these dudes are just butt-ass naked riding on this thing. And they intersplice the video of her.
Oh, I want to. Okay, so I guess we have to pull up the vines then.
No, just scroll down. It should be playing automatically. Yeah, 42-inch steel pendulum on the campus of Grand Valley State University in Allendale, Michigan, has been reviewed for quote safety reasons after a bunch of bros did what. Miley Cyrus did the Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball on it naked.
Yeah, no, they did. They're not naked. They're wearing their underwear.
Naked.
Tim Femmer's head of facilities told Fox that no decision had been made on whether to put the pendulum back, and they refused to say if the vines were the reason for the pendulum being removed. A student protest is planned for Thursday evening. We want to ride naked on our pendulum, man.
You know what? I actually think I know where there's a pendulum kind of like that. I don't think it's not a big round ball like that, but I think I know where there's one.
Okay, can you do me a favor, Mitch?
Yeah.
Can you and Sherry go over there and you ride that naked for us and have her vine it for the show? Because that'd be great.
But instead of you and her, just her, and then send it to me only?
No, don't listen to Dutch.
I'll send it to everyone except you.
No.
Just to spite
you. You're not a team player.
It would make me smile, though. If everyone else saw it
before me. Is it because I'm creepy towards your girl?
No. No reason at all. Just it would make me smile.
Yeah, but no, I wasn't even planning on bringing this up, but I read that headline off the air and Marie spit her beer out.
Sure did.
I feel that we have to do this in more inappropriate places, but maybe I immediately went to swing, but then I stopped because you're going to be naked in a playground and you're going to get.
Oh, this one that I'm thinking about, it's right off of a pretty major road.
Okay. Well, I mean.
There's actually restaurants right behind it.
I don't think the major road is going to be as bad as the playground, right?
Well.
Well,
the rest, the playground thing might get you like.
Well, what time of the day?
Some sort of big sexual harassment thing.
If it's at night, though.
I think the second video of the two guys jumping the wrecking ball, one, you have your clothes on, so fail.
Yeah, but the first one was a lot
it's
better.
It's got to be one guy swinging sexually, not two guys just jumping a wrecking ball. Here's you guys the suck. That the first guy, video was
that
way
guy,
better.
No pun intended, has some balls to jump on that because it's not held up with a chain. It's held up with like this metal wire that if you know anything about that wire, if you slip on that, that'll cut through a finger.
Right.
So you could get your dick cut off. You know what I'm saying, Dutch?
I don't think he was thinking about that.
Look at the wire that they're hanging on. It will cut through your dick. Like a hot knife through a dick.
Well, you really painted this picture in my mind, so thanks, Royce. Because before it was
very to the point. It's going to cut your dick off like a hot knife to a dick.
I have so many metaphors, they call me metaphor guy.
Okay.
I hate you sometimes.
Did you guys see all the racist shit that was going on about the fact that the new Miss America?
I don't see color.
Wait, what racist shit?
Okay, it says is Miss America too dark skinned to be crowned Miss India?
Oh,
Indian American Nina DeValuri.
Not gonna work here anymore.
Crowning. Deleted racist backlash in the United States. Apparently, people just started tweeting thinking she was Muslim.
Like angry black girl?
Like a lot of black and white people were saying this. Like, there you go. It says, it became a target for Arab, Muslim, and Indian stereotypes within America. Let's see. This guy, Jake Emmerich, says, how the fuck does a foreigner win Miss America? She's an Arab. Hashtag idiots. Miss America needs a red hot dot in her forehead.
Let me get this straight. She won Miss America, fine, and no problems. But she can't win in India?
The problem is...
It was a joke headline, but...
She won Miss America.
Well, that's just it. She's Indian. She was born in America. I think her parents have been here for years. I don't think they're immigrants. I think they're just, you know, Miss New York.
So she's like a third generation.
At least. And people are all pissed off that an Indian American chick won...
Why?
First of all, never call an Indian an Arab, but they don't like that.
Exactly. That's the point. Everybody thinks
they
she's
will
Arab.
Shoot you.
How can you be Miss America if you look like a gas station clerk or motel owner? This country is through. Hashtag Miss America.
Wait, who's complaining?
All of Twitter.
Alabama?
Twitter.
Twitter's complaining?
Yes.
Yep.
Really?
Yes.
But she's
I mean, they do have a point because we haven't seen Obama's birth certificate yet.
Oh, even Indians are complaining about this. This one Indian chick on Twitter says, what's interesting is Miss America Nina DeLuvrui would never win pageants in South Asia because she's too dark to be considered beautiful.
I like how she thinks.
Oh, so that's where the big commotion is coming from.
Well, no, it's from all of Twitter. People thinking she's Arab, people hating
what's
the fact.
All of Twitter?
All of the Twitter?
Is that like Grecian?
Well, it's more like Black Twitter, but just Twitter.
I was making
it's really good for cooking with.
You shouldn't cook with olive Twitter. The boiling point is just way too low.
Yeah, it'll smoke.
It'll smoke. If you know anything of olive Twitter, Rich,
you need to cook with Crisco Twitter.
Yes,
you.
I get it, olive.
Oliver, close the off. High five.
High five.
Sorry.
She's
see,
pretty-
you turn it upside down, and it says boobs.
Ah! What's a calculator?
I didn't say there was a calculator. Oh, God.
All these new kids. You know what? Anyone under the age of like 21 has no idea what you're talking about. Right?
Because when you put chains on tires, they don't sing. Right, guys? High five.
That was just racist. Bitch
has got some thick-ass arms.
Yes,
sorry,
little...
I was looking at Miss India, America.
She has Michelle Obama arms?
Yeah,
no,
she
that's
does.
Linebacker arms.
Oh,
I think she's dude. She's beautiful. I mean, they're all beautiful, but
yeah, she's like
I don't know what she looks like. I honestly don't know what she looks like because every picture I see, she's crying. So I don't know what she actually looks like.
She's like a solid five.
She is fairly tanned. I will give Twitter that. So I guess if India standards say that she's too tanned. to be considered beautiful.
But
then,
haven't we had a black Miss America? Like, what were they against that?
But
I know I know we've had a black.
Oh, Miss America. Yeah, we have.
Blacks are okay with black being beautiful, but apparently Indians aren't okay with dark-skinned Indians being beautiful.
Well, just regular Asians are like that.
Did it because we're not respecting their goddamn culture.
What did you
culture?
Know that Indians like have cream to bleach their buttholes because they want everything on them light?
And that red dot on their head is actually a start button, like an eco start for a car. Not many people know that.
Wow.
Do you know that? They're like hybrids.
I didn't know that. You're learning something new every day.
Yep. Little known fact.
Speaking of Indians that don't look hot anymore, what the fuck did Mindy Kaling do?
Who?
Who?
Mindy Kaling. She does the Mindy Project. She's also on The Office.
Attractive.
Oh, I know, but like she's especially unattractive with her hair short.
She's no. Forget
that show's getting canceled after this season because nobody's going to watch her with short hair.
First off, it should have got canceled 2 seasons ago when it was called The Office.
Excuse me. What's the Mindy Project?
The Mindy Project.
You know the Indian chick from The Office? She had a spinoff where she's a nurse or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Oh.
It's getting canceled because she's ugly.
Oh, I thought it got canceled because it was terrible. I never saw it, but I just assumed.
I was going to say, has somebody seen an episode of the
Dutch has. She likes it.
No, Kelly likes it, and she's maybe you'll watch a few. I mean, it's okay. There's a few parts that are humorous.
It's okay.
It's kind of along the same lines of trying to be quirky and weird like the New Girl, but it's not as edgy. It's not that funny.
Here's the thing.
But isn't
neither
she...
one of these guys in this poster would fuck her.
But but isn't this girl like a writer for other comedy shows? Isn't she supposed to
be...
just
said it was The Office.
Right. Well, does she do anything else besides The Office?
She better start.
She does this show. We just told you, The Mindy Project.
The Office got canceled.
Okay, I don't like you belittling me, so I'm going to look up her IMDb.
I was going to say, I thought we covered this already.
No, we didn't. The Mindy Project, because I don't know
Mindy
what her
Kaling. I said that at the top of what
I'm
opened my mouth
to. Anything you say.
You really have not been paying attention today.
Nope. Not at all. All right, so let's see what she's been up to. Oh, she's working on something new called Inside Out.
Sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible.
Prolapsed anus.
Okay.
It's not a very good...
This
is
the end. Okay, Office Mini.
This the end was about the Navy shipyard shooting.
Oh,
no, I don't think that's accurate.
She's really dark shows.
She was a voice in Wreck-It Ralph. I didn't know that.
She was Ralph. Not many people know that about her face.
Wow.
Yeah. She was awesome.
She did a really good impression of, the guy on Boogie Nights.
She also played Steve Brule, if I remember correctly.
Okay, you're right. She's really done nothing. Fuck this girl.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, now with that short hair, she was barely passable before, and now it's like, yeesh.
Hey, guys, I hate to break your heart, but Justin Bieber does pot, and the internet's upset.
What?
Yeah, no, seriously, it was like a big deal a couple of days ago, because somebody caught Justin Bieber.
Oh, oops. Wrong button. Oh, I had the wrong page up.
And my problem with that is that now that's going to make cool people that smoke marijuana look stupid. Thanks, Justin Bieber.
Now we're going to all...
You look stupid.
Jerk. Justin Bieber, you son of a bitch.
So everyone that smokes pot is now a believer?
I am. I believe in believers. And I believe in the power of music healing nations. And also probably water would help.
I believe the children are our future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are.
Jay Bieber.
There it is.
First name, last name.
Jay Bieber, don't get it.
I think the foxes are our future. And what do the foxes?
I've been doing this all all fucking week. I'll just have randomly just be like, catch, like silently to myself.
Dutch, I got it.
What was that, Royce?
I've actually been individually messaging coworkers going, have you seen this video? And they'd be like, oh my God, this video is amazing. I'm like, I know, right?
Just to show you. What the fuck, say? Just to show you the reach it has, I don't know if you saw over the weekend at a college game, a fox ran onto the field. ESPN tweeted it, and I was very proud of myself. I was the first one to reply to ESPN. Yeah, but what does the fox say? And I got 7 different responses. All of them were, Kati, Kati, Kati.
Oh, Oh, wait, wrong one. I need a different one. What the fuck? That's awesome.
You know that this video, when we looked at it the first time, had 15 million views, and that was last week, and now it's 34 million views.
And when I first saw it, it was like 8.
Oh, stop, you hipster.
I know, right? Stop being
such a hipster. But no, I saw it like earlier that afternoon, and when I showed Kelly, it gained a million within a couple of hours. So
when I saw it, it had 2 views. The guy sent it to me first before he released it. It was private.
When I saw it, it was in Norwegian. Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of videos that we got in on the ground floor like really early on. I'm trying to remember. Oh, the tornado one.
And Evolution of Dance. That
was my God! Tornado! Remember that? Tornado!
Of course.
We were really early in on that one.
And Birdemic. We were on the ground floor on that one.
We sure
suck on that riff tracks.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself. I love riff tracks.
Wait, were theirs before or after hers? I don't remember.
They haven't even done it yet.
They haven't done it on Birdemic?
Yes, they have. Not
the second one.
Not the second one.
Well, that doesn't count.
Or does it? I think it does. So Beaver does pop. What the fuck, say? Would somebody care to explain why Twitter is upset that Justin Bieber is smoking pot?
Because he is an influence to
Jay younger. Bieber, first name, last name.
I think that says it all.
Okay, well, next story.
I remember told you how I walked in, and I'm doing this shit on the fly here. I have pictures of Disney princesses twerking.
No, I don't want to see
that. Oh, my God, yes.
I do want to see this.
I want to see all the Disney princesses twerking.
But like they work at Disney and they're twerking?
No, it's like it's cartoon images of them, but like
after hours twerking.
There you go. I can show you a twerk. There's that one.
So it's just an illustration.
Yeah, really. Kind of hot, right?
But it's not even moving or anything.
Well, if it was a GIF, it'd be.
But no, it's the clever things that they say.
Oh, so instead of saying, I can show you the world, it's I can show you a twerk.
Right, or that's this one.
Princess Jasmine's got some booty.
Right.
Okay, I kind
of. She always had some nice hips when I was a kid.
I kind of like the Snow White crunch
while
down
you twerk.
Mode.
Yes.
I like that one. Okay. All right. I'm
fine. That's not even the real Snow White. That's an imposter.
Okay.
Well, she does have purple hair. That's
exactly. A twerk is a wish your booty makes. All right, Cinderella. She's looking fairly skanky in this one. And where's the bottom half of all of these princesses' dresses?
They appear to not be there, what it looks like. Here's another one.
Marie, I want to see you twerk.
I don't know how to twerk.
Whoa,
look at Mulan. Twerk for your
There's some weird going on there.
She's twisted.
She's looking back. Yeah, she's twisting back.
But her booty looks like it's a front bun.
This one's my favorite.
I like this one.
Twerk. Oh, yeah. I bet Pocahontas knows how to twerk real well. Pocahontas looks like she can run with all the colors of the twerk.
Good reference.
And mine for the twerk? No? Okay, I watched a lot of Pocahontas. I was a fan.
Oh, I thought you were making a reference to Nemo, like the little frog. Mine? Mine?
No. The song where they were gold mining.
Oh. You know,
the New World had gold everywhere, so they were just blasting up the earth, and they were singing, mine, mine, mine for the taking.
I have...
That was a cool song. Pocahontas was the shit on episode right after The Lion King, and everyone's all like, Pocahontas is such a big fail. I like some of the songs. Not gonna lie.
They're not as memorable.
That's actually Sherry's. That's Sherry's order. It's Lion King and then Pocahontas.
Oh, yeah?
As far as Disney movies go.
I'm trying to think. I think number one for me was Peter Pan. And then Aladdin.
The one with Robin Williams? Hook? I love Hook.
No, not that one. The cartoon. Oh, we're talking about Disney cartoon movies, right? But speaking of Robin Williams, Aladdin came in second for me.
Oh, Aladdin is... That is top dog right there.
And then I think Lion King.
It was probably 2 months ago I watched a kid's play of Aladdin.
What?
Sherry bought tickets. Well, she bought tickets to a play for Aladdin because she loves, you know, Disney and everything. And it wasn't until after, like probably 2 weeks after she bought the tickets that she looked at them. And it's like... Kids Aladdin.
Yeah, Garfield Elementary School presents Aladdin.
No, yes. So when we showed up, it was, we were the only two, like, you know, mid-20s people there that didn't have children in the play. Everyone else had kids in the play, or it was grandmas, or, you know, kids with it.
What are you playing?
Oh, did you? Oh,
it's
still
a rock
go?
Version of a whole new.
Oh, of course, I still went. It was a great show, but
did you heckle the children? Did you?
No, I actually did a really good job.
Really?
Other than the
you went and saw a children's production of a Disney film.
I sure did.
You and Sheer, you're creeps.
Yeah, no one can ever, like, you can never question why anyone would call you creep anymore.
You and Sheer are creeps.
Like, no, she thought. Well, she didn't read because she saw Aladdin. Well,
it doesn't matter. Then you go, excited. Oh, it's a kid's production. Okay, I eat that $10. Am I going to go?
Parents coming up to you and Sherry going, which one is your child?
No.
No one asked.
We just kind of went in there, sat down quietly, and then watched the show and then left right away.
Okay, I definitely felt
creepy
about
it.
Dude, I'm not even joking. If Kelly made that mistake, and even if we found out walking in, like, not ahead of time, we walked in, sat down, we're like, this is a kid's production. Okay, we got to go. Like, you get up and go. But you knew ahead of time?
I'd stay.
Yeah, we knew, like, probably a month before we went. But
well, then you sell the tickets back.
No.
You better support the kids, Joel.
You two are creeps.
They actually did a good job. I will give them that. Because
I found this band called Stellar Kart. That all they do is rock covers of Disney songs.
Hell yeah.
Sorry.
Wasn't Fat Mike in a...
Okay, I like it. Dude, I'm assuming they have paid a lot of royalties to reuse those things.
They're selling the album. I mean, it says...
I would assume so, yeah.
They must... I mean, you have to... What songs did they pick? Because there are some songs that, like, not even Disney owns some Disney songs. Like, they were.
Here's the thing. Let's test our knowledge on Disney songs. Start the songs out, and we'll tell whoever the quickest is to identify him wins a point.
Okay. Here, I'll start a different one. Start.
Here you go. Like, I started to learn that we don't even own all those Disney
ready,
songs.
Ready and go.
Oh shit! Can you feel the love tonight, Joel? Dutch, I win.
Yep, Dutch got it. He got it.
Point one for Dutchy Poo. Yes.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Ahem.
Well, it's really hard to tell from the intro.
That's just it. I feel like I should know him.
But you can't.
Be
our guest.
Damn it. Fuck.
Edit. Right,
what's the next one?
One word.
Pretty cool.
I love good pop punk.
What's the name of the band?
It's Stellar Kart. STELLARKART. Like Mario Kart.
I wonder what that means.
I don't know.
It's a cart that's stellar.
Oh, thanks, Dutch.
Well, yeah. I'm good.
I know.
Oh, they look like such tools, though.
Jasmine does have some booty. I'm re-looking at these pictures.
Jasmine was the sluttiest of
the slut. That was the one that turned me on the most when I was a kid and I first started getting boners.
Jasmine or Ariel? Both of those were just walking
Ariel
around.
Was a slut, but where were you going to fuck her? I mean, she was lower half fish.
Well, when she was walking on land.
I like Dumbo's mom. She was a hottie. What a milf. Or a gilf.
I was going to say something really mean and I didn't say it.
Go ahead. Please say it.
Come on. It's a fat joke. Get out of the way.
Go ahead.
I wasn't going to say it.
Make fun of the elephant.
Speaking of, did you see Hammy's picture with Chris Christie?
What I would have said... was, but I didn't say it. But what I would have said was, because does it remind you of your own mom? Get it? Because your mom's fat.
I'm going to call my mom.
call her right now. She's going to yell at you. She's going to yell.
A mom joke? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know if you know this, but his mom's a MILF.
I know. I've actually seen pictures of her. I think she's hot.
I remember the security guard at your old house used to hit on her all the time.
I thought that was you.
Me? I never hit on her.
No, I thought you got hit on by the security guards at the apartment complexes.
No.
Right? Didn't he have like the whole thing where he was hitting on you like right in front of Royce?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Wow. Years ago. Woo. Yeah. What a weirdo.
Yeah,
see this memory? Ironclad.
Yeah, is
that it? That did kind of happen. He kind of got
okay,
fired.
Now which one's Chris Christie and which one's Hammy? I'm sorry, I'm looking in the chat. Who's who?
Well, oh, you got a picture with Chris Christie.
So it's hard to tell.
Where was he?
In New Jersey.
He was...
Well, obviously.
He was at some sort of...
he was on lunch break, and he was at a restaurant, and Chris Christie happened to be there. Yeah.
He said he came into the suburban diner in Paramus.
Wait. The alien had a room at the Holiday Inn in Paramus?
I don't get
I'm
it.
I'm the only one that got the Ghostbusters 2 reference. You guys go fuck yourself.
I didn't get it.
It's Bill Murray scene, too.
I love how mad you get when we don't get your references. Oh, Royce. Anyways.
Oh, fuck you. Wait for the chat room to catch up with the joke, and you're going to be like, I got
it. Yeah, I know, but in the room, it bombed. That's the point.
Any Holiday Inn in Paramus.
It bombed.
It bombed with us. That's the only thing that matters right now.
It is what matters.
Whatever.
We are the only thing that matters to you.
We're. Anyways. Okay. Ooh.
Did you just correct my correct grammar with a contraction of the same correct grammar?
Uh-huh.
All right. Touche.
And White Ass Brent says, imagine that. Hammy was in a place that serves food.
That's
okay,
so
that's
strange.
That's just mean.
Well, to be fair, Hammy's there every day because he works there.
I thought he was just there.
Well, not this place. But he does work at a restaurant.
We'll just assume he's fat and works at every restaurant. How about that?
Jesus.
Good enough.
Christ.
You don't have to assume he's fat. You just have to look at his picture, though.
See, because it was a scene in Ghostbusters 2 at the beginning with Bill Murray.
I really hate you right now. I just love how you refuse to accept a bomb.
It bothers him. It really bothers him.
Oh boy. Okay.
He's gonna make me rewatch the movie afterwards. Like you don't even know.
Hey, does this make sense now, Marie? You jerk! I lost 40 pounds for you in this
slime.
Dumb wedding.
It's a river of slime.
Watch it with your eyes.
All right. Let's go to break. Actually, there was something Disney related, but I think this is going to take a while. That's the reason why I didn't throw it in the last 15 minutes there. But I have something fun, which I think we can all enjoy. How well do you know the Toy Story trilogy quiz?
Ooh.
Uh-oh. I like being quizzed.
And I'm looking through the questions here. These are pretty...
Not easy?
Not easy.
They're challenging.
They're pretty obscure. So
see, the thing is, she was clearly cheating on her husband, and she made up there was alien in the Hollywood.
Oh.
In the
more like radio, less like crap.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it 3 more times.
Oh, go to serve you, gotta serve my soul. Wow, down, bow down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show strives for excellence in broadcasting.
Not really sure how, but he had mutilated himself. So there was self-mutilation to his genital area.
The gold standard for broadcasters everywhere, Cousin Joe is always on topic and always on point.
Now I'm talking ourselves up. Keep going. Both funny.
Like where you going.
Which I don't say often about myself. Both funny. Creative. So, I lost my point.
Never short on words, he always knows just what to say.
I don't know how to put it without sounding gay.
He's an all-around honest guy, and not afraid to let you know just how he feels.
I don't get why people are so down on Hitler.
The key to Joe's success is his uncanny ability to bring you quality programming, night in and night out.
Record yourself taking a shit, and we're gonna play Guess the Shit.
You can listen to the Cousin Joe and his Big Fat Cock Show Thursday night, 7 to 10 p.m., only on morelikeradio.com.
morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Hey everyone, it's John from the Hippo Juice Show. When I'm looking for all the latest gossip preteen boys talk about, I listen to Markout Radio, Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on morelikeradio.com. Now here's your Markout Radio moment of the week.
Listen, the match is already boring. When a match is boring, it's the announcer's job to assign it excitement. That's what you're there to do. If you don't believe me, go ask Joey Styles. Go ask Tony Schiavone. Go ask JR. If the match sucks, it is your job as the announcer to help put it over. Yes, the fans in the audience will not be privy to that, but the 4.8 million viewers at home are! Jesus Christ! Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler, you need to be replaced. You're too comfortable and you suck at your jobs. Granted, you don't suck as much as the NXT announcers from this week, but you suck at your jobs.
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
Red Show, that's an online radio show.
Across the country.
Going shirtless.
Why?
So I don't want to go shirtless.
You guys that have been on the air.
What the fuck? The hosts of the Red Show.
In which there's really no other way to put it. They'd be less funny than that.
He's your guy on the Red Show because he is a racist. That's the whole reason he's your guy.
The Red Show. Got fired. I went on there. Radio
and again,
show.
I'm not open. You know, you know it more like radio because of text budget. He got us fired.
It's a goddamn war zone around here.
I see the slight shift and I don't like it.
Obviously hates pretty much everyone who's not a white male in his 40s. I would imagine.
In radio, and that's what they were trying to do. And I remember that's
bad words. It's just words.
Oh, okay, I want you dead. God.
Who's Texie, by the way?
On Twitter.
You know, especially, I know...
What Texie does, he's a fucking all-star pitcher that shits in your manager's office.
Quite deserve for Texie, Jason, I think.
That's right, Jason and Tex, take that. Ha! Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Catherine.
You won over the heart of a Colorado housewife. Congratulations.
He is so banged up, he can't even focus now. He has his hands over his face.
Footer's losing his mind. He's covering his face. He's swaying back and forth. He's like rape showers.
It's The Red, Wednesdays at 9 East, only at morelikeradio.com.
A talent lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. Morelikeradio.com.
Other internet radio stations are gay.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/mlrtees. That's tinyurl.com MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Damn it, can a guy masturbate in this house?
Did somebody bet me how many washcloths I could fit in my butt, or did I do this just for fun?
I'm sorry, ham radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Don't have my vitamin's chance of being successful on radio, you idiot!
We're tired of you infecting people with your smut. This is an epidemic, and it must be contained.
I will not have it happening in my own house.
Fuck you and everyone else. People freaking love us. We're gonna be huge.
This is ham radio, because once you go ham, fuck everything else.
This is Ham Radio. Be part of the problem, not part of the solution. Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here on
bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio.
Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, JJ.
Hey, Ruxin. How'd you like my draft?
Oh, about as much as you like getting spanked by the Patriots in the playoffs, JJ.
Real nice. You ever played a down of football in your life?
Yeah, I played peewee football for a year.
Looks like you still play peewee football.
Hey, Navarro. Hey, Gerald.
Hey, Jenny.
Last night was crazy.
Wait, you guys were at the draft too?
Yeah.
Did you help pick my team?
Of course we did. Why do you think there's so many defenses? Listen, don't start your complaining. You got an awesome team.
I have no quarterbacks.
We don't like quarterbacks.
I don't like running backs either.
Running backs. Drop.
Please.
Those girlish diva receivers? Out.
Diva receivers. Drop. Nothing but defenses and kickers on Pete Top, Kevin Bottom. Fantasy gold.
If you guys weren't all huge, huge men and this water wasn't so cold, I would come in the pool and kick all y'all asses right now.
Back live, second hour of Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com. You can get in touch with us on our phone number, which is 7 something. I almost gave out my personal number. 954-5309. I almost gave out my actual phone number.
Hilarious. You're dumb.
I know.
You're a big dumb.
Yeah, or go to morelikeradio.com, hit the live
dumbs a lot
tab at the top of the page and join in. You can actually see our pretty faces and join in the chat and all kinds of fun things like that. Who is this, the music-wise?
I believe it is called Apache is the name of the band, and I forget the name of the song. Eat the Apple or some shit.
I like it.
If you want to find it, it's in the new Saints Row soundtrack.
Okay. Yeah, no, my idiot girlfriend Kelly is huge into the league. I haven't seen any of this season, but we've been catching up all the way. So,
as opposed to my big-breasted girlfriend, out of curiosity.
I could say that, but it's more fun to see my idiot girlfriend.
Same thing.
I suppose it is.
Everybody knows bigger boobs mean dumber face.
Yeah. Yeah. But in the booze means less blood for the brain.
But everyone knows
Sherry's really smart.
That's why.
Aww.
Oh, poor Sherry.
No, it's not Apache Gangsta Bitch. I don't remember the song. Sorry, guys. I have a lot of different songs.
Yeah.
But either way. All right, yeah. Before the break, we were talking about the How Well Do You Know Toy Story quiz.
And
I was. All right. And Royce, I posted it in the Skype room, but I forgot that Skype, you don't have that, so I'll just post in the chat room so we can follow along to this.
Fun.
Did you guys watch? I mean, I forgot that Pixar's first movie, Toy Story, came out in 95.
Yeah, it's old as shit.
Jesus, I was in fifth grade.
Like, the only one I've ever actually really seen, I've seen Toy Story 1, obviously, but I've only seen Toy Story 2 like once, and I haven't seen Toy Story 3. So if they're Toy Story 1 questions, I'll be good at them. But
yeah, I've seen them all, but I've only seen Toy Story 3 like I think once.
Yeah, me too.
So we'll have to go through this and see which one.
All right.
So some of these are pretty gimmies, but some of these other ones, I was like, I have no idea. So basically what they do is on the BuzzFeed, they put up a thing, they have a question, and then they give you four options. You hit your option, and at the end, it tallies up your score and see how efficient you are at Toy Story. And then it also tells you if you're gay or not. So
here, the second one.
I like knowing how gay I am.
Okay. So number one, it says, in Toy Story, which body part did Buzz lose? His helmet? His arm, his leg. Now, don't say it out loud, just in case some people don't know. So the options are his helmet, his arm, his leg, or his pop-out wings.
His pop and lock wings.
In Toy Story, which body part did Buzz... Okay,
Wait, so do you just want us to click it, or do you want us...
Click. Well, all of you click it, and it tells you if you're correct or incorrect, like, right away.
Do we want to say whether we're right or not, though?
Well, just click it, and it'll tell you if you're right or not.
Okay. Right, but are we saying to the listeners how good we are?
Exactly, we can do that. It's fine.
Okay, in Toy Story, which body part did Buzz lose?
So let me know when everybody has selected, but I don't know if you guys are cheating or not.
Done.
Royce.
Okay, I'm done. I chose, can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I chose Tim Allen's career.
No.
I am incorrect, sorry.
I can't believe you can write in a third one or a fifth one.
I wrote it in.
Okay.
It was his arm, obviously. Everybody knows that.
Sorry. Dutch, you want to read the next one?
Okay, what is the name of Sid's little sister? And Janie, Lily, Annie, or Hannah?
Done.
Done. Oh, done. Shit.
And I messed it up already.
Fuck me, too.
I didn't. I'm still right.
Royce, did you get yours?
I got it. Said it. I just got excited.
I hit Janie, but it's Hannah. Damn it.
Her
friend's name was Janie.
The correct Hannah was Hannah, but Janie was her doll's name. Ah.
All right. A drunken Buzz says he is who in the tea party scene.
Ooh, I know this one.
What does he call himself? His name.
I know that one.
The options are Miss Space Ranger, Miss Nesbitt, Miss Doubtfire, Miss Pixie, or Malcolm X.
I like the responses after. The quiz does have a little like ditty underneath if it's right or wrong.
Right.
Explaining it. And I like the answer that they give. Clearly, he is Mrs. Nesbitt.
Yeah. You see the hat? I am Mrs. Nesbitt.
And he's like throwing his arm in his face as he's saying it too.
Oh, what a great scene.
Right, I just like drunken Buzz. Why was he drunk? Why was he drunk?
I think he was just losing his mind.
On tea.
Oh, that's
because he lost his arm and he realized he couldn't fly because he wasn't a real space ranger.
He's having a mental breakdown.
Drunk. Yeah.
Right, what is the name of the crane game inside Pizza Planet?
Ooh, I know what it is. The official name.
Hold on. The options are.
Damn it!
Rocket Grab.
Rocket Grab.
Hold on.
Burning out. What? No.
The options are Rocket Grab, The Claw.
Rocket Grab!
Grab an Alien, Space Crane, or the Sandy Hook Experience.
Ooh, Sandy Hook Experience, please.
Hey, that's just, that's not even close. You're making something fun.
I can't be The Claw because that's just what the aliens called it. I'm going to say, I was wrong. I took a wild guess.
So did I.
I was wrong. I was so confident
about this one, too.
I hit The Claw.
I hit Grab an Alien.
I picked Rocket Grab.
All three of us picked the wrong ones.
Well, Royce is probably waiting for us to do it so he gets 100% on this thing because he's a cheater.
No, mine says I'm a Samantha from Sex and the City. I went to a different quiz. I got bored.
The correct answer was Space Crane. Damn it. I thought I had that one.
Number five, true or false, Barbie appears in a small cameo in Toy Story.
Ooh, in the first one?
Yes.
Oh, I am so bad at this game. Damn it!
I was wrong, too!
I was wrong as well.
I could have swore she made a 50-50. Slight cameo.
I thought I saw her too.
Mattelevision didn't want Barbie in the film because, obviously it's false, because they thought the film would be a failure. They also didn't want Barbie to have a defined personality, preferred to let children imagine Barbie's personality traits on their own.
Okay, so we were all remembering her from Toy Story 2, not the first
Rise of the Machines.
I could have swore she had like a quick little scene in the beginning of the movie.
I thought so too. I must be confusing the first two movies.
Number six.
Wait, didn't they have a Barbie's Playhouse thing that they were in?
I don't know. Maybe this is wrong. It's lying to us.
Or didn't they have the Barbie like Camaro or something?
Yeah,
or,
that was number two though. Barbie and Ken were both numbers.
Well, this is the trilogy.
Okay, no, wait. They had a prominent roles in Barbie number three where you had the big bear that was the mafia boss guy of the nursery.
Oh, but they prefaced it with Toy Story, the first one.
Yes, but she did have a cameo in Toy Story 2.
Yes, okay, but it was prefaced as Toy Story 1.
Yes.
That's what tripped me up.
Me too.
Yes. Okay. Number six, what happened to Andy's dad?
He got the gay.
Andy lived with his mom because his parents were divorced. He died. He worked overseas. It was never explained, or he got the gay.
I know this one was never explained, but I actually do know the real answer. The reason they never made his dad was because when the first one was made, like I said, it was Pixar's first big thing, so it was a big gamble. So they tried to save money by having as little adults as possible in the film, and it was just easier not to make his dad, and then they just never added him later on. That's, I swear to you, the real reason.
Really? Okay, well, it says it right down here, according to Toy Story 3 director Lee Unkirk, it was an often asked question, but there was no concrete answer. We didn't mean to be mysterious about it. It just was never relevant to the story.
We are lazy.
Well, look it up.
It never came up.
I'm telling you I'm right with the one. I guarantee you I'm
right. Daddy works really hard, son.
Knowing filmmakers, it's because they're lazy.
Yes.
And that's really what it is.
In the beginning of Toy Story 2, where was Woody getting ready to go to? Wilderness Explorer Camp, Cowboy Camp, Andy's grandmother's house, or the Grand Canyon?
He was going to the candy shop. Sorry.
Ooh, I got this one right. Yes.
I'm going to assume that the answer is...
I got it.
Cowboy Camp. And I was right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I'm going to the Catholic camp. Doris was right.
What was the name of Al's toy store in Toy Story 2?
It was Barn.
Oh, wait, hold on. I know this one.
I knew it. It was a barn.
Why are you telling us this? We haven't all guessed. You know what we should do is do 3, 2, 1, guess your answer, and that way we can't cheat off each other. it says, correct. Hey, kids, this is Al from Al's Toy Barn. I'm sitting on Good Deals. Ow. Okay, they just do the whole thing.
That's lame. All right, number nine. What is the name of Jesse's original owner?
Oh, I know this one.
Sarah Emily. Oh, I know it too.
I know, but I don't. Okay, ready? Hold on. Three, two, one. Guess. Two, one.
Emily.
Emily.
Yes, Emily.
Emily.
Her name. Emily was just the same. She was my whole world.
Emily.
You can't do it. You're not doing this right, Royce.
Hey.
I remember the parts that make me cry.
What was the name of the TV show that Woody was on? The Adventures of Woody and Jesse, Woody's Roundup, Woody's Rootin' Tootin' Adventures, or Woody's Cowboy Gang?
So Woody's Saved by the Bell.
Three, two, one, guess.
Woody's Roundup.
Woody's Roundup. Yep.
Woody's Roundup.
They're getting easy.
Royce.
What?
You're not doing this right.
So far, I get 100%.
You're doing it wrong.
You're doing this wrong.
Wait, what was your answer again?
Woody's
Shut
Roundup.
Up, Dutch.
Oh, wrong one. Hold on.
No, that's fine. True or false, the same
what
owner
the
gave
both
Jesse and Bullseye.
You're doing it wrong!
There it is.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a toss-up.
Well, hold on. Gave away both Jesse and Bullseye.
3, 2, 1, click.
False. Yes! I got it! Yeah!
I got it! False. No one likes Bullseye. False. Actually, Bullseye's adorable.
I don't remember Bullseye at all.
You don't remember Bullseye?
He was the horse.
Not at all. Yeah, I see that.
He was the horse that was like the
but
dog.
I don't remember him.
I don't like that tone you just gave me.
I saw it once when I was like 17.
Joel, what are you, 5? He was the horse, Mitch.
You cut me off. I said he was the horse that acted like a dog. Like every other animal talked except for him.
That's not the first time that
I Disney still don't remember that
act like a dog, because they did that in Rapunzel too.
Oh, you mean Tangled? Yeah, I watched that over the weekend too. We had an animation day where we watched all like How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, Tangled.
My girlfriend has turned me into a complete queer. Number 12, in Toy Story 2, what new feature does Buzz notice the new Buzz Lightyear action figures come with? Laser gun, utility belt, spring action wings, kung fu grip. I know what it is.
Oh.
And I was right.
Oh.
I'm giving away my hand.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
I was wrong.
Royce?
What?
Lean over and make sure he answers it.
I can't see
utility
what he's
belt,
doing.
Right?
I don't know.
It's utility belt.
Don't say right. It says it's correct or not.
That kung fu.
I thought the first one came with the laser gun, the utility belt, and the spring action wings.
Me too. That's what I thought.
But not the belt.
I thought the kung fu grip was.
I thought it came with the belt. I thought the kung fu grip was added.
Yeah,
no,
me
other
too.
Way around. What floor was Al's penthouse located on?
Okay. Who the fuck is Al?
Holy shit. I don't even know.
They
38, 32, 23, or 18. Okay, so let's see.
It's somewhere in the movie.
Oh, I know what it is, just by process of elimination.
What's process?
Damn it!
Okay, obviously your process of elimination doesn't work.
I'll tell you how my logic worked after you guys get it wrong.
Okay.
I was wrong.
The answer is 23.
I thought it was 38 because there was an 18, a 23, a 30. There was two 30s and two 8s, so I went with 38.
Actually, technically, it would be on the 22nd floor because they skipped 13 because of superstion.
True story. However, the movie 23 lets you know that every number eventually ends back up at 23.
You're right. Like Jim Carrey.
You remember that movie?
I never saw it. Did you?
As long as you just add arbitrary numbers or subtract arbitrary numbers to it, it equals 23.
Even if you
it's like conspiracy theorists think.
Even if you start out with words, it's
all you have to do is you just have to make up things until it equals what you want it to.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right, number 14. Which of the following toys did Andy no longer own in Toy Story 3?
I didn't see Toy Story 3.
Oh, I know.
Just testing on these ones now.
Wait, no longer own?
He didn't have that did not make an appearance in Toy Story 3.
That didn't make an okay. Oh, so they had appeared in Toy Story 1 and 2 and did not appear in Toy Story 3? That's
no,
correct.
Talking about?
No.
Yes, that's what they mean, Marie.
No, that's not what I mean.
It's Bo Peep.
Okay, so it's Bo Peep then.
You can't just say that. You're the worst at this game.
I was wrong cuz I haven't seen 3, so I have no idea. I'm just making stuff up now.
That is true. Where the hell was Bo Peep?
Yeah, because that was that.
Just, Woody dick. Just has a love affair with Bo Peep.
That's right, because that was the glass horror that Woody was railing.
I guess they introduced Jesse, and all of a sudden, Bo Peep's no good.
Yeah, but Jesse was all about Buzz. Woody had no love interest in the third one.
Wait, Jesse was with Buzz? I don't remember that.
You don't remember Jesse being all about Buzz?
No. Did I miss a plot line?
You missed a major plot line.
I forget.
All right.
It's not important.
What was the name of the daycare in Toy Story 3? Sunny Hugs Daycare, Sunnyville Daycare, Sunnyside, Sunny Ooh. Kids Village Ooh. Daycare,
this one.
Or Sunnyside Up Daycare?
I got this one right. I got it right. I got it right. I got it right.
I get it wrong.
Okay. Mitch, could you isolate Marie?
Sure thing.
9:23 with her little victory dance.
Yes. I picked Sunnyville because it reminded me of Sunnydale from Trailer Park Boys, and I have no idea, so I just assumed. I just guessed.
That is not it.
Not Royce, right.
What was it?
Care!
You just want to win.
I don't care. This is a stupid game now.
No, but you have to get to the end to know if you're gay or not.
I don't care!
But how are you going to know if you're gay?
Did you not like this movie growing up?
No, I don't like this game anymore.
How many more questions are there?
I don't care.
It's like 40.
I never saw Toy Story 3.
There's only like 5 questions
left. There are 21 questions, and we are at
16.
Okay, so Power Run.
Is the answer Japan?
I don't care. No, fuck him, Power Run. I'm having fun.
I also am having fun. I'm just worried because he has something on his lip.
I'm going to make a sandwich.
Go make a sandwich, and then you come back.
All right, which of these is the villain name that Andy creates for Ham?
Oh, I know what this is. Oh, got it. It's either Evil Dr. Porkchop, Deadly Mr. Ham, Venomous Pork Blade, or the Malicious Professor Ham.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy, Evil Dr. Porkchop.
Nice.
Where I just guessed. And I got it.
All right, Toy Story 3. We find out that Sid is now a...
homosexual.
Doctor, teacher at a daycare center, garbage man, or toy collector. They mentioned this in Toy Story 3? Wow. Okay, I'm just going to...
Yeah, I don't...
I got it wrong.
I got it wrong as well. Okay, and they show the scene. I guess he was in it.
I was going to say doctor, but I'm going to go teacher. Garbage man.
He's not quite doctor material.
No.
He was
Eric what I saw Von Ditten, who voiced Sid in Toy Story, reprised his role again for the film as an adult. Wow, okay. I had no idea. What was Lotso Huggins Bear's scent?
Got it.
Wrong.
I knew it even before I clicked it.
I got it. Strawberry.
I got it. He smelled like strawberries.
All right, what room did Lotso put the toys in at the daycare? Ladybug, Butterfly, Bumblebee, or Caterpillar? He put them
in. I was wrong.
Caterpillar.
I don't remember this shit. Come on now.
They were the young kids, like the really small kids.
Yeah, but this
and the butterfly room was for the bigger kids. So it's Caterpillar, Butterfly. Oh,
cool. How about this? Can we do a Saved by the Bell quiz so I can show you guys how to really
do it? Dude, we had to let you geek out every other week with that shit. You let us geek out on this.
We all know that you're going to cream us, which is why we're doing this quiz.
I'm going to nail you guys.
You're just bitter because you're getting them all wrong.
Yes, I've seen like 3 episodes of Saved by the Bell, mostly because it was a terrible show.
Mitch, go fuck yourself.
Oh, this is hard. What was a falling was not an outfit that Ken owned? Flower power suit, Malibu beach wear, campus hero jacket,
Nehru jacket. Nehru.
Or 5, something not fabulous.
All right.
Damn it!
I know he had the flower power. I know he had Malibu beach. I'm going to say Nehru. Malibu
beach. That's what I picked. What is Nehru?
Okay, now I'm going to have to look it up. N-E-H.
Because that's the only thing I didn't know.
It's a toys version of a bad racial slur.
Oh, they didn't like any Nehru's.
Yeah, the Nehru's came into the daycare next to them and made the property value go down.
Right.
It's a Japanese-looking jacket.
I do remember like when he was doing that whole fashion show, they kept like mentioning what it was that he was wearing, and she was getting a boner for it. Okay, last one. What was the name of the little girl who took Woody home from the daycare?
Yes,
I got it.
Oh, and they're all B's, too. Go fuck yourself, quiz. Billy, Bonnie, Bobby, Brittany. It could be anything. Bonnie.
I got it just out of a random guess.
I got it. It was Bonnie. Oh, I guess that was right.
All right. Well, how well did you know? Scroll down. I got 15 out of 21.
I got 11.
Officially the gayest man in the room, if what it says.
Oh, I got a 13 out of 21.
I still have a semblance of straightness in me.
Wait, it doesn't say how gay
you are. Somehow, me out of everyone got a little bit of straight in me.
Wait. Mitch, what did you get?
11.
I got 13. Mitch, Joel, you got 15?
15. Big fat fucking winner. Yeah. You don't know your beauty. You light up my world like
nobody else. Shut up. Well, maybe. But wait a minute. What did Royce get? Royce, what was your score?
I closed it like 5 minutes ago.
What's wrong with you today? Why don't you want to go with anything today?
Go all the way to the bank.
He's dieting in cranky pants. I told you.
What happened? Like halfway through,
he lost all of his funny pants when he lost 40 pounds.
Okay, Royce, I'm going to throw the ball back to you, my trusted co-host. What do you want to talk about?
I don't care. I want to talk about Ghostbusters.
That was mature.
Are you still mad about the Ghostbusters 2 thing?
I thought it was funnier than you guys gave credit for it.
Well, it wasn't.
I'm just saying it was a good reference.
No.
It's a very funny part of
I mean, yes, things can be obscure, but if you don't know your audience, then you shouldn't go with it.
My audience just did a Toy Story quiz and got a bunch of stuff right. You guys all suck.
Here you go, Royce. I posted a picture of how the best ways to respond to a wrong number text. You know how you get texts like from people and it's like they're texting right, okay. So there's the first one for you.
Just dogs. Just said dog pictures.
I saw this, it's actually very funny.
Okay, so you're supposed to just text a random person and or somebody.
No, it's like, when someone texts you a random
and their response to it, yeah.
And so you just respond with chihuahuas?
Well, here's that one, and it's just a whole lot of these things. It's perfect ways to respond to a wrong text message.
What is this one person that you posted the screen cap of where they asked or where they said, stop sending me pictures of a cat when it's obviously a chihuahua?
Because the person's a stupid head.
Well, maybe they're
here's
a stupid
another one.
You know the right phone number.
This one, okay, so this is a visual bit, but what the... The person sent a picture to the wrong address, and it was four girls making stupid faces into their cell phone. So it got sent to a guy, and he got three more of his friends to take stupid faces in the same kind of orientation as the girls did, and sent it back.
I like that he lowered his mouth like the bitch did because looks like
the exact same picture as them.
Look,
yeah, it's the same faces. Good job.
Here's another. Oh, yeah, the second one. Someone texts this person and just says, Kristen, question mark. And he says, this is Patrick with an exclamation point. And then says a picture of, Patrick from SpongeBob.
I love Patrick from SpongeBob. That's a great character, by the way. Someone should really appreciate that character.
I should appreciate Ghostbusters, too. You had the joke earlier. Man.
All right, Royce, seriously, calm down. Calm down.
I appreciate Patrick. Appreciate your face.
Go eat some rice and beans or whatever you were craving earlier. All we do now is talk about things we wish we were eating. That's all we do.
Are you seriously not going to? I posted this for you.
Yeah, Royce, he posted it for you.
Oh,
he loves it.
Because what I do is I eat whatever I want and I don't gain weight. And I also don't work out.
Well, because it's AIDS. And that's
why. It's your fault for proposing to her, not me.
It wasn't my idea. He did it to himself.
It's the main idea. Bunch of assholes.
I'm doing it because he got me the Fitbit and I'm a competitive crazy person. Also,
you should go on the lemon diet, whatever they did. Orange
God,
and
does
the
that
new
even
black.
Work? The lemon and the hot sauce?
And the lemon cleanser?
Cleaser. Just lemon juice and cayenne pepper.
That's literally all it is.
Ugh, it's disgusting. How could you?
Why would you?
It's just acid and spice.
And how would you be able to live your life knowing that you wouldn't have any energy? How would you work?
For 7 days on acidic lemon juice and cayenne fucking pepper.
I just feel like my lips would always be chapped.
They'd be puffy
I just feel like,
and,
you know when you're like in the salt water too long and your lips get all cut up?
And after like day three, you'd be coughing, but it'd be like...
It always feels like it always feels like you just ate the fajita but without the fun stuff.
You're thirsty, but all you can drink is cayenne pepper lemon juice.
It's terrible. It's a terrible idea.
Oh my god. So okay, Dutch keeps posting more pictures of responses to bad tweets. Or bad text messages with wrong phone numbers. Oh, I like that one. You were literally one of the most beautiful women I've ever laid my eyes on. Send me nudes. And you just start sending pictures of Michael Cera in a mustache.
And then he just zoomed in. That's when it's just zoomed in closer.
After the person asked, what the fuck?
So you got to assume that girl just gave him a random number and it happened to go to this guy.
All right, Dutch, whatever the one you just posted is way too freaking long.
Yeah, it's a whole conversation.
Oh, this will be a fun one, though. I like long ones.
All right. Yeah, you guys go back and forth. Let's find out if it's a girl or a guy.
All right, Mitch, what do you want?
Okay,
green or white?
You be green. It looks like that's a guy. So. Okay.
So I'm...
I'm white, right, Dutch?
Yeah, no, you're green. Okay. Oh, wait, no. You're white, she's green. Sorry.
Okay. I'm green.
I'm a banana.
Good job, Royce.
So the first person who's tweeting, which would be Mitch, is the one getting this wrong. And the Marie is responding as a person getting the wrong text message.
I want to start.
How's the new place?
Pretty sweet. Want to come over and check it out?
I would love you working.
No, I'm off today. Come over tonight and I'll be home all day.
Come watch the game.
No, come here. I just got a new plasma.
Huh? We are partying. Come down.
I'm busy. I'm setting up for a party tonight. Bring some people over.
Okay, I'll try to get Paul over after the game. Thanks for the invite.
Who
should we bring? Maybe Cropper, Robin, and Kelly.
All right.
Who's coming?
Just the usual and whoever they bring.
Like who, Nay and them?
Just some of the guys from work.
Cool. What should we bring?
It's up to you. I should have some stuff.
I have lots of ice. No drama. We are there after game. Trick or treat here if you didn't irk.
Okay.
Try to get Chopper do have anything other than beer. He is sober.
I have some vodka to mix drinks. We should be okay.
Okay, game is over. Bring the whole crew over.
How many people?
About 40 or 50.
Perfect. See you soon.
Who the fuck is this?
What just happened?
Okay, so actually...
Okay, so I was punking Mitch, or Mitch was punking me?
No, you were punking me because I texted the wrong number. I thought it was, you know, someone's place to go to, and I was going to bring a bunch of people.
And at the end, you're like, wait a minute, what the fuck is going on
here?
And
then everyone showed up, and he didn't, and whoever the guy they pranked didn't know.
That's so smart.
Just playing along.
Right. That's great. If you get it, just have a full conversation with that person and see what happens.
Dick.
I wish we could have seen the timestamp.
From now
on,
by the way, anybody listening to this show and people on this show, if you get a wrong number, you have to be smart with it and you keep going as long as you can with them. really want to see.
Hold on. This one is my favorite. So
that is so perfect, though, if you think about it, because no one calls anyone anymore. They only text. So if you get a wrong phone number texting, then you could totally play along with
right.
it for a long time because you're not hearing any voice to know if you're talking to the right person or not.
Coach Cassidy won't be attending practice this evening.
Well, Coach, Cassidy. Like, apparently she thought she's talking to her coach.
Cassidy won't be attending prac this evening. My oldest son has a game in Victoria. Text at 7 p.m. We will be at the game. Fine, then I'm kicking Cassidy off the team. So mean.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wish I had more wrong numbers. That never happened. Does that happen to you guys?
I get it every once in a while.
People with the right text don't text me. Or the right number, don't text me. Nobody texts me.
Do you want me to text you?
I want everyone to text me.
All right, everyone text Mitch right now.
All right, hold on a second.
Hey, man, I heard you're going to NYU now. Dave's having people over later in the East Village. You should come.
Wrong person. I'm a 14-year-old girl.
So still, though, come over.
Okay. See, that one's not that good. Because you're ending the conversation right there.
I don't know. That would make me keep going.
Well, that person didn't keep going.
You just FaceTime him? Yeah, for no reason. Just FaceTime.
Hey, I heard your 14-year-old girl. Wait a minute.
Hey.
Can you give the phone to your daughter,
please?
Are there any 14-year-old girls in this room?
I'm trying to find other ones. A lot of these are just people sending pictures of, like, Urkel. Like, that seems to be the one that everybody does.
And he comes out every Friday night.
Like Urkel.
Oh, here we go. This one's good. Da, da, da.
Post there it. All right. Celine?
Dion, every night in my dreams I see you, I feel you. That is how I know you go on. Far across the distance and space between us.
That person was just bored.
Go now, near and far. Wherever you are, you're there's something that you're here.
There's nothing I fear.
That's a good response.
All that person texted was Celine?
Yeah. Right.
Sense. Makes sense. That's something I would do. I appreciated that one very much so.
Hold on.
More.
Hold on.
More.
See,
please.
Oops, not that one.
Pretty please with sugar on top?
Let me do this. Boom. Boom.
I don't understand that sugar on top thing. Like, what are you having that needs sugar on it?
Strawberries.
Oh, all right. Fair enough.
Cheerios.
Who is this?
Why?
Are you a boy or a girl?
I'm a girl. I'm a grill.
What's your name?
George Foreman.
I thought you were a girl.
No, I'm a grill.
Oh. Yeah, this was
okay. That one may be fake. That was too good of a setup. That was too good. Sometimes I wonder if all of these are just fake.
Well,
maybe just that cynical.
I don't know. No, not these aren't.
Well, how do you know?
Because it's a reputable site.
How do you know? Because that number starts with +44.
That's why UK. Are you posting each individual? Why don't I just post the whole thing? You guys can.
Hold on. Shut up.
Oh, I got a text message.
That's an international number, Marie. It's not fake. It's just other parts of the planet. You idiot.
No.
What?
I got pictures of balls.
Nobody else on the planet text messages except for America.
You got a text message there, Mitch?
I did. Now you're going to get a response.
No, see, because in Europe they have olive oil messages.
Did you guys all send any listeners who have Mitch's number should send him something nice like I just sent him?
What did you send him?
What did you send?
He sent me a picture of his balls.
Okay, well.
I don't have balls to send Mitch. What can I send Mitch?
Hold on. Nope, don't take another picture. Send.
Let me send Mitch something. Hold on.
Back.
Uh-oh.
And send. All right.
So Royce, where are you going? Royce literally left the room.
Did he leave the room to take a picture of his balls? Because I just did it without leaving the room.
I'm assuming that is why Royce is leaving the room, because why else would he leave the room? I don't know, because I'm his fiance and I've seen his balls before. What the hell? Just get off camera.
Here's another fun conversation, one that you and Mitch can have, by the way.
Oh, that's another
long. Hold on, I need to reply to Marie.
All right.
We're just texting each other on the show now. What are we doing?
That's what we do. Okay, so I guess I should still be green.
You should be green.
Yeah, you have to be green on this one.
Green. Okay.
This one's good.
I'll be green as soon as I see what Mitch sent me back. Uh-oh. Don't prove it. Okay. Thanks for signing up for Cat Facts. You now will receive fun daily facts about cats.
Who is this?
Cats use their tails for... Oh, God. Okay. Cats use their tails for balance and have nearly 30 individual bones in them. To cancel daily Cat Facts, reply cancel. Would you like to receive a cat fact every hour? Reply text 33358 Dougie Wife to cancel.
TYXT33355 cancel.
Command not recognized. You have year subscription to Cat Facts and will receive fun hourly updates. In ancient Egypt, killing a cat was a crime punishable by death. Thanks for choosing Cat Facts.
Cancel. Shut the hell up.
Command not recognized. Please let us know you are human to cancel by completing the following sentence. Your favorite animal is the blank.
Dog.
Incorrect. Oh. Your favorite animal is the cat. You receive cat facts every hour.
Who is this? Mitch. Are you human? It would be your favorite animal is a cat, not the.
Welcome to Cat Facts. Did you know that the first cat show was held in 1871 at the Crystal Palace in London? Meow.
Shut up. I'm calling this number if you don't stop.
Thanks for texting Cat Facts. Remember, every time your text will receive an instant Cat Fact. To cancel, reply CHRYKUTFG5764BHTFVKIGDRF678. Command not recognized. Did you know there are about 100 distinct breeds of domestic cat? Plenty of furry love.
Stop.
Cats bury their feces to cover their trails from predators. To cancel Cat Facts, reply DGHC. Oh God, I'm not even gonna go through
Mitch,
it.
Mitch, did you get my
what's that?
Did you get my text?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what it is.
By the way, this guy typed out every single individual character. He had to sit there and type out each one.
Is this Yuki's vagina?
It's Yuki's vagina, Mitch.
You were the worst.
I sent Mitch a picture of my dog's vagina.
Well, that makes sense why you had to leave.
Now you need a reply.
You just held her down and took a picture of her vagina?
Now send us a picture of your bitch's vagina.
I'm going to do that now.
She was already laying on her back.
All right. I'm going to go back to the conversation because it wasn't finished.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
You want to cancel? Please answer the following question to confirm you're human. Your favorite animal is the blank.
Mitch.
Cat.
Incorrect. You said your favorite animal is the dog. You continue to receive hourly cat facts.
And I'm assuming the top part of this thing wasn't shown, like in the fact that the top part of the conversation had to be where he said, "Hey, you know, John, what's up?" And it's not John; it's obviously Robert from what it looks at the top of the phone. But they didn't show that part, unless you would just randomly start. Oh, Mitch! Oh, God! You have horrible balls. and your awful.
They're kind of sideways.
Well, then, and your vagina gash thumb is in the picture.
It's getting
too better. Ew!
I didn't wear a Band-Aid today, so it's getting better.
Goddamn balls on my fucking phone.
I have your balls on my. I have two pictures of your balls on my phone now.
I have no balls on my phone.
What are you saying? Balls on your phone?
Well, just wait for Royce's message to come in.
Okay. Sometimes I get jealous.
You want balls?
Kind of.
Oh yeah, I'll send you balls.
Yes.
All right. If anything, I should just forward this entire conversation that Mitch and I are having to her.
Are you having a ball conversation off?
It's just balls. Just lots of balls.
That's all it is, really.
Isn't that what men talk about? Balls? Oh,
basically.
God, Mitch, you have terrible balls.
They're not terrible. I was just holding them weird.
Mine at least are like in this like kind of bright light where it's fuzzy looking on my balls, but yours is just so clear in HD.
Wait, you're not sending
me a better camera. You can't blame me for having a better camera.
You're not sending me Mitch's balls because Mitch needs to make that decision for himself.
Okay, then I'll send you my balls, Marie.
Royce, is that fine?
You can send him mine, too.
I don't care whose balls anyone's has.
We're all professionals here. We know how to handle our balls.
Right. There you go.
Yeah, by taking pictures and sending them to everyone, Joe Coletta.
Oh, we should send...
By the way, do you guys know that my entire state's underwater, by the way?
Yeah, I heard.
And I need to text Joel.
It's good, though, because your state was on fire earlier.
Yeah, that was just putting out all that fire.
So, did it work?
What, the balls or the fire?
Yeah. The water putting out the fire.
Oh, no, but hold on. There's a video here that says a man playing...
Text message.
Jesus Christ, dude. There's like 180 people who are completely... They're just missing from Boulder. Good.
I wouldn't say they're missing it.
That's disgusting.
Oh, my balls?
It looks like you're building a balloon animal. Did you get the ball picture?
Now you need to send them to Joe because I just sent mine to Joe Coletta. I told him I sent these to Dutch.
That's what
we do
here at More Like Radio. We just send each other ball pictures.
If you would like some ball pictures, please text me.
Jesus.
See?
We're 12.
It's not like we haven't seen each other's balls before.
Yeah, no, you've seen mine before.
We're
when I was
taking updated pictures of our balls for each other.
Right, right. We've got to be on.
It's like,
what kind of shitty phone do you have, Dutch? Jesus Christ!
No, the flash went off and the lighting was weird. It's fine. It's just my hand was moving and it just
Why don't you do what Mitch does? Why don't you do what Mitch does and get a broken piece of table and then a cardboard black cutout behind him, and that way you can take.
That's right. You need to be artistic about it.
No, Mitch, you're autistic.
Whatever. Same thing.
Whatever, artistic.
Whatever, artistic. It's all this. It all ends the same. It's the same thing.
Do you guys want to hear Ohio University doing the Fox?
Yes.
Fine. What does the Fox say?
No, the marching band.
What does the Fox say?
Say,
huh? Is
this song came out recently, and I'm very impressed that they turned it into a marching band song so fast.
Oh, so quickly. It was literally like so that fast. Weekend. We're all doing the dance. Like, literally everybody's doing the dance. Here, hold on, I gotta show you guys this video.
That is impressive, because to really...
What does the Fox say?
To transfer a song to a full song for a marching band, you have to pick out, like, every instrument, what they have to...
You know what? Hold on, Royce, you got to play this. Like, it's pretty impressive.
Screen, stupid.
Yes, stupid. Stop being
stupid.
I'm
running everything. It's just easier to share your screen.
Okay. Yeah. All right, hold on.
Son of a bitch.
You know what, dude? I'm tired of your grumpy vegetarian attitude tonight. Shut your fucking face.
Also, the hard rock version. Have you heard the hard rock version of What Does the Fox Say?
No, I have not.
Pretty good.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can't
do it. Okay, real quick. I sent Joe Coletta pictures of my balls. Do you want to hear what his reply was to me?
Sure.
More than breathing.
Oh, my goodness, baby. I'm so hot and relaxed right now. I'm about to get the best sleep of my life, especially after I come to this. Thank you, darling.
Yeah, no. Joe just texted me randomly this weekend and said... Hey, sweetheart, you want a cyber? Like, he's just a creep, dude.
But we have these... Me, Joe, and I have those conversations all the time on Twitter. And sometimes text.
Well, no, you just do it in text message. And then I'm looking at it, and I'm worried that Kelly's going to, like, see my phone and be like, what are you...
Who's this number?
Why is Joe doing this?
Who's this?
Right.
Who's texting you? Who wants a cyber?
Let a bitch.
Because that's how she talks.
Fuck her off. Don't even know.
Oh, and they actually get to the part where they started dancing. Pretty impressive as far as I'm concerned.
Go, not me.
All right. What?
Fox. I'm just imagining what the kid is, or what those kids would have said to their parents when the parents asked what they did that following.
Now, right. After Dutch, can you, or Mitch, do you have the Hard Rock one? I know you were talking about it before the show.
Yes, I do.
Okay, you got
it. Because you better.
Yeah, you got to hear the Hard Rock version. Exactly.
You hear that they're actually doing the real... Or at least they're attempting to make it different for each individual sound. Pretty impressive. Oh, here they go. By the way, how updated are these bands? They all have on-field cameras and attached to their instruments. I thought Black Schools were the ones that did this.
Oh, okay, Mitch has a hard rock version. Mitch, you want to play that?
What band is this?
The band is Rabies. This did a really good job.
Yeah, they did. Not bad.
As far as the screaming goes, they did a really good job.
They really did. It's one guy, actually. If you look it up, it's one guy does all the instruments and all the singing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, this one dude. Yeah.
Well, he went all out to like go in a field with an actual horse and do the video for it. Like, and how quickly did he put this up after? Because that video has only been out for like what, a week and a half now.
I mean, this
this heavy metal ones, it's been out for probably 4 days, maybe. So, I mean, a week after the actual one hit, this guy had his own video out.
Wow.
Okay, ready? Turn it up.
This is that you, like one guy is able to do all that hard, like, you know, that post-hardcore type stuff, which
I know, but like this is the way that you would expect this song to be,
right?
With the original one, is it? Yeah, I like both of them actually.
Nothing will compare to the original, in my
of course
opinion.
Not. The first one's so goddamn catchy.
How do you top this? I can actually do the full song just by pressing each button directly after each other. I'm a little off with my beat here.
I actually had to tweet what's their faces today.
Yulves.
Because I told them, I'm tired of listening to your same five songs that you have in English. Please send more. Also, the brunette looks like a combination of Paul Rudd and Josh Groban.
He really does.
Paul Groban.
Josh Groban?
No, Paul Groban.
Oh, Paul Groban. Okay, I'm an idiot. Never mind. But
they have five songs in English. That's it. They're all pretty good. Have you listened to all of them, or did you just listen?
No, just the two that you showed me. Or no, that the one that I showed me, and then the other one you showed me.
They're both really good singers. I have to give them that. So they tend to go for the soulful approach that busts out into a full-on, you know, chorus at the end.
Right.
They had one that I thoroughly enjoyed where it's talking about a guy that can't meet girls because he's too into dubstep.
Really?
But he finds another woman who's just as into dubstep as he is, and then they dubstep it out. I enjoyed it wholeheartedly.
It's about wrap-up time, Dutchie Poo.
Oh, you have lead-out music?
I already have it set, my friend.
All righty. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow at Hippo Juice 7 to 9 right here on More Like Radio, and then obviously the Red directly after that. And then just go to morelikeradio.com to see the full lineup of all the great shows we have on More Like Radio.
Yes.
Mitch, what did you learn? Or not what did you learn, but why are you better?
I am better than you because I am white enough to be Miss India.
Yes. Yes.
Good point. Marie?
I'm better than you because I can identify all the Disney princesses twerking.
Damn it, that was going to be mine. No. Royce?
I'm better than you because I knew the scene from Ghostbusters 2. Bill Murray is in the psychic show, right?
Okay, and I am better than you because I won on the Toy Story quiz, which Royce lost miserably at.
Spaghetti.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. Let's go.
get you.